I wish I could have a recording of that beautiful song that the choir sang just now.
我希望我能够把刚刚我们诗班唱那美妙的歌能够录下来。
Because it was really a beautiful piece of music.
这真是一个很美妙的音乐。
Every time that I spend time preparing a message, I have not the radio, I have the CD player on.
每次我在准备信息的时候，我都放 CD。
And the problem with a lot of CDs, they have quiet songs, and suddenly they put on a loud song, it will scare you out of your mind.
但是有些时候那个 CD 上面那个音乐实在太吵了。
But really, that was beautifully done. There's nothing like music can touch our hearts.
但是刚刚那首诗歌实在唱得很美妙啊，没有比美妙音乐我们心的。
Much more than a message or just words, but the music itself.
不单单是那些歌词，还有那个，而是那个音乐的本身。
I always think what kind of people can write music like that.
我常常在感到很奇怪，怎么有人能够写出那么美妙的音乐
？And then recently I was browsing online and I found a very special website.
最近我在网上，我在看一些网站，我找到一个非常特别的一个网站。
It was called SDG Software.
这个网站叫 SDG 软体。
And I thought it was just a business, but on the bottom there was this disclaimer that says SDG stands for Soli Deo Gloria. To God be the glory alone.
我原来以为是个软体公司，但是我后来发现在它底下它写的是说这个单单要把荣耀献给主。
And then it says here that Johann Sebastian Bach in his years as a church musician wrote more than 10,000 pages of music.
我们知道在巴哈的一生他为教会写了超过一万页的这个音乐
and on every single piece he always had SDG somewhere on the page
在他每一个音乐乐章里头他都是有一个把荣耀归于主的这一段话在里头
and then I read that in Japan today Bach's music is getting more popular and actually bringing people to Christ whether you believe it or not
然后我后来发现在日本现在巴哈的音乐越来越受欢迎他把许多人不管他们相不相信他们都把他们带到耶稣前面
because they say the Japanese mind loves order and Bach's music has that kind of order that brings them to a realization of something greater than us
他们说日本人他们喜欢次序但是巴哈的音乐他就是有这种次序能够把这些人能够带到主的面前
So all these thoughts I had just from listening to their song
这些就是我刚刚在听那个诗班献诗的这心里一些想法
And it made me think of something I read that one of the few things that we bring from this earth into heaven is music because they are singing in heaven all the time
我常常在想我们能够把从这地上带到天上的这个东西就是音乐因为我们在天上还要唱诗
And this message this morning is asking God to give us new eyes and new hearts so that we can see and really feel God's presence.
所以今天的信息就讲到愿神给我们一个眼睛耳朵让我们能够真正来赞美我们的神。
I have put a title here saying the third day he arose again from the dead.
今天的信息的题目是在第三天他从死里复活。
Actually that picture is the last screenshot in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
实际上这个图画是在Mel Gibson 他拍的那部电影叫做 Passion 的最后的一幕
You know he put the end with a question mark there to let us know that Christ's death was the beginning of a new life for us
到最后他有一个问题就是耶稣的死亡是给我们带来一个新的开始
So it sounds like an Easter message although we're not in Easter yet I don't want it to be Easter because I'll miss Christmas.
我不想现在也复活节那么快就到，因为我喜欢圣诞节。
For the past 6 months in my home church, I've been speaking on the Apostles' Creed for 6 months.
在过去六个月当中，我在我们的教会讲到使徒的信条。
Because it is a basic foundation of our faith that we need to know what we believe and why we believe.
因为这是我们的基督徒信仰的根基我们必须要知道我们所信的是什么
Because if we say we believe but we don't know what we believe it is no better than not believing at all
如果我们讲我们相信但是我们却不明白这还不如我们不相信
I'm using one sentence this morning from the Apostles' Creed that Jesus died and rose again from the dead
我今天早上就用使徒信条里头的 一句话，这边讲到耶稣他从死里复活。
And I was glad that just now when the sister prayed out loud, she says, "Remember Christ's resurrection."
因为我刚刚听到一位姐妹她祷告，就是我们记住耶稣从死里复活这件事。
Because I really think the resurrection is the key to the foundation of our faith.
因为我知道我深信这个死里复活这件事是我们信仰的一个根基。
Where do we go after we die?
但是我们死后我们要去哪里呢？
That must be decided now in this life.
这必须在我们这一生当中 做的决定。
We cannot make this decision afterwards. We only have this chance.
在我们死后我们不能够再做这个决定，我们只有这一次的机会。
So do we all really know where we are going?
所以我们真的知道我们要到哪里去吗？
And of course we don't know when we are going.
但是我们当然我们不知道我们什么时候要走。
Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train.
爱因斯坦他有一次从 Princeton 他坐一个火车。
When the conductor came down the aisle to punch the tickets.
当那个车长他走过来要打 要检票的时候，
When he came to Einstein, Einstein reached into his vest pocket and he couldn't find the ticket.
当他来到爱因斯坦前面，爱因斯坦从他的背心口袋他找不到他的车票。
So he reached into the other pocket.
所以他就找其他的口袋。
He couldn't find it, he looked in his briefcase.
所以他找不到，他就看他的公事包。
Then he looked on the seat next to him.
然后他就从他旁边的座位底下也找。
The conductor says, "Dr. Einstein, I know who you are."
但是那个车长说，爱因斯坦博士，我知道你是谁。
We all know who you are.
我们都知道你是谁。
I'm sure you bought a ticket.
我相信你买了车票。
Don't worry about it.
所以不要担心。
Einstein was appreciative and he nodded his head.
所以爱因斯坦很感激，就是他点点头。
So as the conductor went down the aisle just before he left the car, he turned around to look.
所以车长就离开他，当他走开他的时候，他又转回头来再看他一眼。
Einstein was on his hands and knees looking under the seat.
他看到爱因斯坦趴在地上还在看他的找，在他椅子底下找那张车票。
The conductor couldn't stand it and went back to says, "Dr. Einstein, please don't worry, I know who you are."
但他车长他就没办法明白，他就回来跟他讲说，爱因斯坦博士不要担心，因为我知道你是谁。
You don't need a ticket.
你不需要车票。
I'm sure you bought a ticket.
我相信你买了车票。
What did Einstein say to him?
爱因斯坦对他怎么说呢？
Young man, I know who I am.
他说，年轻人，我知道我是谁。
What I want to know is, where am I going?
但我要知道是我要去哪里。
Absent-minded professor.
这个人就是心不在焉的一个教授。
Do we know where we are going?
我们知不知道我们要去哪里呢？
Do we really understand where our final destination is?
我们是不是知道我们最后的目的地在哪里呢？
And then the other question I asked just now was, does anybody know when they are going to leave?
另外我一个想要问的问题就是，我们知不知道我们什么时候要离开呢？
Almost one year ago on September 29, 2007, two jet airplanes collided in midair at 37,000 feet above the Amazon.
大约在一年以前，大概9月29号，有两架飞机在亚马逊森林的上空，在37,000英尺的地方碰撞。
One was a luxury corporate jet.
有一架飞机，它是一个豪华的公司的飞机。
And the other one was a Boeing 737.
另外一架飞机是波音737。
The Boeing is longer, wider, and 3 times heavier.
那个波音飞机它比另外一架飞机更长、更宽，而且有三倍重。
Flying at 500 miles per hour in opposite directions.
这两架飞机他们是相反的方向飞，用500英里时速的速度飞。
At that speed they only heard the sound for a split second, because at that fast you don't get to hear the sound until just before impact.
在这种速度底下你几乎是听不到声音，只有在刚要就是快要碰撞的时候你才会听到一点声音。
What I found interesting about this accident was the fact that the Boeing with 155 passengers all perished.
在这件事情我觉得最惊讶就是那波音上面有155个旅客就全部都失掉生命。
It went nose down first into the Amazon.
他就坠毁在亚马逊森林里头。
But all 7 passengers in the smaller jet survived.
但是在另外一个比较小的飞机里头有7位乘客全部都生还。
Almost no one ever survives a mid-air crash like that.
从来没有任何人能够在空中这种飞机碰撞事故能够生存下来。
Sure, we may think this is something drastic, but nobody knows when they are going to leave.
也许我们觉得说这是一个非常这个比较特别的一个例子，但是没有人知道他们什么时候会离开这个世界。
So the important thing is to know where we are going, not when we are going.
所以最重要是知道我们要去哪里，而不是我们什么时候要去。
This whole message is about how knowing that Jesus resurrected is supposed to give me strength for my life today.
这整个信息就是要知道耶稣复活这件事情怎么样给我能力。
And I'll just keep talking about how he rose from the dead.
今天我就要继续讲说他怎么样从死里复活。
Look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们在保罗他在哥林多后书怎么说的。
That is why we never give up though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
And then that one sentence I told you about from the Apostles' Creed is the third day he arose again from the dead.
所以在使徒信条，我刚刚跟大家讲那句话，就是说在第三天他从死里复活。
Now because I've been preaching about this for the last 6 months, I'm getting to know it pretty well.
因为我在过去六个月一直讲跟这方面有关的信息，所以我对这些句子已经很熟悉了。
In the Apostles' Creed, there are only 5 sentences.
在使徒信条里头只有五个句子。
This is the third sentence.
这是第三句。
Just have you look, you don't need to read it. It's right in the middle of the Apostles' Creed.
我们就看，我们不需要读，它是在这个使徒信条中间这一句。
This to me is a good picture that it is the central point in our faith.
这就是给我一个很好的启示，就是这是我们信仰的中心。
The resurrection is the very heart and soul of Christianity.
耶稣的复活是基督徒信仰的中心和灵魂。
The resurrection of Christ is what truly gives us hope.
基督的复活是带给我们新希望。
You and I ought to know that we will be resurrected one day as well.
我们知道我们将来有一天也要复活。
Do you know the definition of intersection?
我们知不知道这个交点的这个定义是什么？
It is the point where two lines meet.
这就是两条线相会的一点。
Think of the intersection of those two jets in midair, 37,000 feet up.
我们想想在37,000英尺高空那两个飞机的这个交点。
What sort of intersections have you had in your life that should change your life but you forgot?
我们在一生当中，我们碰到什么样的交点？是应该改变我们的生命的，但是却没有
了。The 7 survivors of that smaller plane said they're going to get together every year and tell each other how they spent that year.
这七位在这个交通事故，七位生存者他们约好，就是他每年都要相聚一次来谈论他们在过去一年当中所发生的事情。
Why? Because they felt like they've been given a second chance at life. They shouldn't have survived.
为什么呢？因为他们觉得说他们有了这个第二次的机会，因为他们不应该生还。
The cross is an intersection.
这个十字架它是一个交汇点。
When Jesus came into my life, that was an important intersection in my life.
当耶稣来到我的生命当中，这是我生命当中一个很重要的一个交汇点。
And it should change the way I think and the way I make decisions.
这应该改变我怎么样思想，怎么样来做决定。
So today, do we have a view of the eternal?While we are existing in a temporal world,
我们今天我们生存在一个短暂的世界上，我们是不是有一个永恒的观点呢？
If you notice just now, all the sentences were long except for this one sentence.
所以我们刚刚看到使徒信条每一个句子都很长，只有中间这个句子是很短。
So interesting, right in the middle, it just says the third day he arose again from the dead. Period.
这很奇妙，就是他在讲说第三天他从死里复活。
You know, creeds have something special about them because they distill all the learning, all the theology in clear language.
所以这个信条它是非常的奇特，就是它把所有一些前面的人所学习到的精华浓缩在这里。
If you go home and you go online and look for this and study it, you will see that every important thing about Christianity is mentioned in the Apostles' Creed.
所以你回去如果你们研读这个使徒信条，你会发现所有一切基督徒信仰最根本最重要都在这五句当中。
You should study why of all the names that are not mentioned here, Pontius Pilate is mentioned here.
你们也可以发现到在这个比拉多也在这五句当中出现。
You don't get John the Baptist, you don't get Abraham, you don't get Moses, but Pilate.
施洗约翰或者亚伯拉罕他们都没在这五句当中但是我们知道这个比拉多在里头
because Pilate came face to face with Jesus Christ and he asked him what is the truth and he didn't even wait for the answer he walked away
因为比拉多跟耶稣面对面而且他问他什么是真理呢然后他没有等到耶稣回答他就走开
so Jesus ascended into heaven what's your concept of heaven
所以耶稣他上升到天上我们的在我们的想象当中天堂是什么呢
Jesus asked Martha a very interesting question he said Jesus told her I am the resurrection and the life those who believe in me even though they die like everyone else will live again they are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish do you believe this Martha
耶稣对马大说了一段很有趣的话他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活凡活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
Jesus himself is emphasizing the importance not only of his death on the cross but his resurrection
耶稣基督在这边也强调不单单是他死在十字架上这件事而且是他复活这件事
And then if I'm not misinterpreting this verse it says those who believe
而且他这边讲到说凡相信的人
in me even though they die will live again those who believe
凡活着信我的人必永远不死
Do you believe this? He asked again to Martha
他再次问马大说你是不是相信呢
He's asking an important question because eternal life is given to those who believe
他在问这个很重要问题因为永生是赐给相信的人
If we believe Jesus, his promises that we will never perish
如果我们相信耶稣的应许我们就永远不会灭亡
But to be technically correct, nobody perishes
但是在这个但是就这个真正意义来说没有人会灭亡
because we live forever either in heaven or in hell
因为我们 不论是住在天堂或者地狱我们都没有人会灭亡
if it was as simple as just ending life and no more consciousness many people wouldn't bother being Christians
如果我们这个生命结束就再没有知觉没有人会愿意来当基督徒
but there are only two choices either you're in joy and peace eternally or you're in suffering eternally
但是借着我们的决定我们或者是在永恒里头我们享受永远的福乐或者是我们在地狱享受永远的痛苦
but describing heaven to an earthbound human being is like describing music to a deaf person or color to a blind man
但是我们跟这个世界上的人谈论天的聋子谈论音乐或者跟一个瞎眼的人谈论颜色
How can you describe musical instruments to someone who's never heard a sound?
你怎么能够跟一个从来没有听过任何声音的人谈论什么是乐器呢
Can you just explain that certain kinds of string and wire mounted on certain wooden frames will make different kinds of music? Will he understand what music is from that?
你可不可以跟他们解释说你把某些弦放在这个木头的架子上面就可以产生这些音乐呢
And out of the few notes that we have on the scale, how many millions and millions of songs are constantly being written out of those?
我就不晓得成千。
We cannot do that to a deaf person because he doesn't have the experience to help him understand.
我们没办法跟一个聋子描述这些，因为他没有这种经验。
So that's almost like us trying to understand heaven today.
这就好像我们想要尝试要了解天堂一样。
One of the best things a friend ever did for me was to introduce me to jazz.
我有一个朋友对我所做的一个最好的事情就是他把我介绍把那个爵士乐介绍给我
Besides music like Be Still my other favorite is jazz
在这个 Bistro 音乐之外是爵士乐
But for the sound of jazz
但是以前我忍受爵士音乐
I had a roommate in the apartment when I was in college who loved jazz and played it every day
我在大学的时候我一个室友他非常喜欢爵士乐他每天都放
I would beg him to stop doing that or I would play country and western music.
我让他我一直求他不要放再放那个爵士乐不然我要放那些西部音乐
Because we all couldn't stand country music.
因为我们都没办法忍受这个乡村音乐
One day he says, Mike, what's your favorite instrument?
他问我一个问题他说 Mike, 你最气是什么
I said, I probably like pianos.
我说我最喜欢的大概就是钢琴
He was very smart. He started playing from that day for weeks only piano jazz.
他很聪明，从那时候开始他就放这个钢琴演奏的爵士乐。
I developed an ear for jazz because he reached me by something I already liked.
我开始就培养了一个欣赏爵士乐的耳朵，因为他从我熟悉的这个钢琴下手。
Once I developed an ear for jazz, it opened up a whole new world to me.
当我学会了怎么样欣赏爵士乐的话，这个就展开另外一个崭新。
Same thing to my wife, but it hasn't worked yet. She still thinks it's just noise.
所以我今天我也尝试对我太太做同样的事情，但是她还没有办法接受爵士乐，她还是觉得这只是噪音。
That's how heaven is going to be like for us one day.
这就是天堂有一天对我们将会是像这样。
We just don't have the right heart and the right eyes and the right ears for it today.
我们只是今天我们的心思我们的眼睛我们的耳朵没办法接受天堂这个观念。
We are earthbound. We cannot think about heaven that clearly.
我们现在是在地上，我们没办法对天堂有一个非常清晰的概念。
So this is our key verses this morning.
所以这是我们今天早上一个很重要的一个金句。
John chapter 14 says, In my Father's house, all of you know this, are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take that you also may be.
讲到在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
These verses started making more sense to me once I found out something about Jewish culture.
这些经文呢，在我熟悉了一些犹太人的他们的风俗习惯以后，对我就更加的清晰了。
Jesus' listeners related to this immediately. He understood, the listeners understood what he was talking about.
那些听众他马上明白耶稣到底是什么意思。
Because a house with many rooms is called an insula.
因为这个房子有许多房间的，这在希伯来文叫做 insula。
I don't know if it's related to insulated, protection, enlarged.
我不知道这是不是跟这个人得到保护这有。
Days are shared by multiple generations in Israel.
但是在以色列那时候，一个家是有很多不同有许多代一起同住的。
Whenever a male gets married, he has to build an extension or a wing to the father's house before he brings his wife home.
当一个男人要结婚，他必须在他父亲的家里先建造一个再加盖一间房间，在他把新娘接回来以前。
So rooms are constantly being added and
加建在原来的房子上 insula.
History records that some of these insulas contain more than 120 people.
历史记载有些这些大的家族，他们有120个人聚在一起。
I hope they have a few extra bathrooms too.
我希望他们的厕所也多几间。
But when Jesus says, My Father's house, there are many rooms, they knew exactly what he meant.
所以当耶稣说我的父家有许多的房间，他们知道他是什么意思。耶稣基督升天到底有什么意义呢？
That is the promise he made. He's going to prepare a room for us.
这就是他的应许，他要为我们预备了许多房间。
He said that to reassure the disciples that he's not deserting them.
他讲这个向门徒保证他并不是离弃他们。
Have you noticed that the more you care about someone, you always tell them where you're going and when you're coming back?
你们没有发现，当你对某些人你非常关心的话，你就会跟他们讲你什么时候回来。
When you're angry, don't tell them when you're coming back.
当你对某些人生气，你怎么样对待他们，你就离开，你也不跟他讲你去哪里，什么时候回来。
That's why Jesus says, I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
所以耶稣讲到说，我去原是为你们预备地方，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
Many times when you fill in application forms, what do they ask for?
常常你们在填要什么这样的资料呢？
Your
永远住址。
Nobody has a permanent address anymore today.
我们今天没有人再有这种永久住址。
More and more people don't even have landline phones because they just take their cell phone everywhere they go.
很多人他们就没有这种接线的电话，他们只是拿着这种行动手机到处走。
That's the right idea. We are moving towards an ultimate destination, and this is not our permanent home.
所以这并不是我们一个永远的家，要朝我们永恒的家去走。
It never meant to be our permanent address.
这个地上并不是我们永恒的住址。
So when Jesus says He's preparing for us, that means He's waiting for us.
所以当耶稣说他为我们预备住处，就是代表他等候我们。
When he implies that he's gone on ahead of us, that means he's not gone permanently, he's coming back.
当他讲说他在我们前面先走，他并不表示他不会，这是表示他会再回来。
Then now think of what was the first miracle that Jesus performed.
我们想想耶稣这个神迹是什么？
He turned
水变成酒。
Because why?
因为什么呢？
God always saves the best for last. I'm sure you know that the custom is to give the best wine first, and then when the guests are drunk, give them the poor wine because they won't know the difference. They're already drunk.
因为我想那时候风俗是先把最好的酒上来，然后当那些宾客已经酒醉，他们根本没办法知道什么是好酒坏酒，再把比较差的酒上来。
That really was why they were so surprised and say, boy, the only place we've been to where the good wine comes at the end.
这就是那时候的风俗，这也是为什么那些宾客都非常的惊讶，为什么最后的酒才最后才上来。
That is the kind of God that we have.
这就是我们的神是这样的。
Where does depression come from, you think? Depression.
你认为这个忧郁症是从哪里来的呢?
When we think that our best days are behind us and we got nothing good to look forward to, that's what.
好日子都已经过去了，我们就是为什么我们会有忧郁症。
At least as far as I know, when there is no hope, that's when you get depressed.
据我所知，当你再没有盼望的时候，这就是为什么我们会得到忧郁症。
In the Bible, God has told us all of these things to tell us not to have reason to be depressed.
在圣经许多地方都跟我们讲，没有理由要忧郁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
我们不要忧虑，我们要信，我们信靠神，也要信靠我。
I really, really want to share with you that since the last time I came, I've run into all kinds of problems with my school. You remember I told some of you.
我真的想跟各位分享，记得上次我跟你们讲，我因为我就学的事情碰到一些困难。
The school wouldn't let me register.
这个学校不让我注册
because I've been inactive for 4 years.
因为我已经4年休课了
but they said I had
但是他们说我必须要注册，不然我就没办法毕业。
I just had to wait 6 weeks before I can register, by which time it was too late.
我必须要等6个礼拜才能注册，但是到那时候已经太晚了。
Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled.
耶稣说不要让你的心担忧。
That Friday night when I found out that IT closed early, I couldn't get my password just to get online to register.
在那个礼拜我
computer department
在那个IT他给我一个
I couldn't use
他给我一个这个 password 密码我没办法用来注册
but I came here to speak. I had 2 meetings on Saturday. I had all kinds of things going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I never even thought about my registration.
但是我来这边因为我们过去两天很忙，我根本没有想这个注册这个事情。
I'm proud of myself.
但是我很对我自己感到 a lot. 因为我
The point when you know worrying is not going to help, you trust God.
但是你来到这个地步，你知道担忧没有任何帮助，你就信靠神。
That Monday after I came here on Sunday, I registered in 10 minutes.
在那个我来到这边的这个那个礼拜天过后，那个礼拜一，我10分钟就注册了。
My department chairman, the dean of graduate students, ended in 1 day instead of 6 weeks.
在那我的系主任，我的这个院长校长，让我10分钟就完成了注册手续。
People here before I left on Sunday says, "Don't worry, God will do something." I believe that.
当那个礼拜天有许多人勉励我说，不要担心，因为神他会掌管一切。
I found this picture.
我找到这个图画。
Sometimes you're an egg under a 20-pound weight.
这就是我们有时候人就像这个一个鸡蛋在20磅重的这个重量下面。
It's called crunch time. Anything can happen.
这就是碰到我们这个非常紧迫的时刻。
But then what does the Bible say?
但是圣经怎么说呢?
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that is why we never give up, though our bodies are dying, and but our spirits are being renewed every day.
这就保罗他在哥林多后书这边讲到，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然却一天心是一天。
Suddenly clear out of the blue, I had frozen shoulder, I couldn't lift my shoulder up more than this.
所以有一天突然我的肩膀僵住，我就没办法把手举起来。
And they said it's something that happens to everyone after they turn 50.
他们说这是每个人到了50岁就会发生的事情。
I've had 5 good years, now I got frozen shoulder.
再过了5年以后，我现在55年以后时间。
But you'll be able to reach a little bit up because Jesus is always reaching down to you.
但是我不需要举了它，因为耶稣他一直是往下来接触我们。
This is just a picture of Peter drowning.
这是彼得他快要淹死的一幕。
You feel like drowning sometimes. I feel like I'm drowning. All those waves are more than I can handle.
有时候你我都觉得我们快要被淹死，因为我们身上有太多的负担。
But Jesus resurrected. A power greater than a power that can overcome death? I don't think so.
但是事实上是不是有任何的能力能够大过死亡呢?
Because Christ rose from the dead as he promised, we know that everything else he said is true.
因为耶稣他从死里复活, 我们就知道他一切他所应许的都是事实, 都是真理。
And the second point is because Jesus is alive today, he's in heaven interceding for us.
然后第二点就是耶稣他今天是活着, 而且他在神的面前为我们当中保。
Will also resurrect us one day.
复活他有一天也会让我们从死里复活。
I think no wonder why Easter is the highest attended services in this country.
所以难怪复活节是所有教会出席率最高的一天。
More than Christmas, more than Thanksgiving, it is a renewal, it is springtime in our soul.
它的出席率比圣诞节、比感恩节灵魂的一天。
But as Christians, it's not about tradition, it's about what's behind Easter.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，这不是单单是一个传统，而是真正的复活节的意义是什么？
By the way, I found out that every civilization on earth has some kind of concept of eternity.
而且我发现所有的地球上的一些这个
Every culture has some idea about eternity.
所有的这个culture 文化观念
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says he has planted eternity in the human heart. God put eternity in my heart and your heart.
在传道书第三章这边讲到神将永生安置在世人心里。
And I think the very concept of eternity points at least to the possibility of an eternal God. At least if you don't believe in God, there's the possibility because we have eternity in our hearts.
所以在这个永恒的这个观念呢，即使你不相信神，他也指出
forever somewhere has shaped every civilization in human history.
这个在我们就是我们在某些地方我们能够永远的存活下去，这个观念呢，影响了人类历史所有的文化。
Australian Aborigines pictured heaven as a distant island beyond the western horizon.
澳洲原住民他们认为天堂是在西方遥远的一个岛。Finland
thought that heaven was an island on the idea.
在早期的芬兰人他们认为天堂是在遥远的东方的一个岛。You've
watched movies about King Arthur. Every time at the end, where does he go? On a boat into the river to cross somewhere.
我们看约瑟国王的这个电影，到最后他死的时候，我们都看到一幕，他坐了个船。
Ancient Peruvian
他们认为人死后会到太阳或月亮里头。
And Native Americans talk about what? The happy hunting ground. They love hunting.
这美国印第安人他们就讲到这个快乐的狩猎场，因为他们喜欢狩猎。
So after death, they just go to some place where they can hunt all the time.
所以他们死后，他们可以到一个地方，他们永远的一直打猎下去。
Probably including hunting some white people.
也包括白人。
The ancient word to a resting place of heroes that hints about a tree of life. The Babylonians talked about tree of life after death.
所以这个巴比伦人他们也讲到这个天堂就是那些英雄他们的安息的地方，他们也提到这个生命树。
And then in the pyramids, what did they bury? The pharaohs with maps of the other world.
所以在金字塔里头，法老王他们安葬的时候有陪葬的这个地图，他们可以到另外一个世界。
In Roman mythology, they talk about Elysian place that you saw in Gladiator, some field that they go to.
所以在这个罗马人，他们也相信天堂就是他们有一个这个乐园，这些这个田，这个很美丽的这个田园呢。
Seneca, the Roman philosopher, said, "The day thou fearest as your last." Is actually the birthday of eternity.
So Seneca, 这个罗马的哲学家，他就讲到，你所最那最后一天就是诞生的那一天。
And then in the movie, Gladius Maximus, commander of the armies of the north, general of the Felix legions, loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or what? The next.
所以在这个Gladiator这部电影，这个男主角他讲了好几次这段话。他说：“我的名字是Maximus，我是统帅，我是这个军团的将领，我是这个真正的皇帝Marcus的仆人，我也是一个被谋杀儿子的父亲，被谋杀太太的丈夫。而且我或者是在今生或者在来世，我会得到我的报酬。”
It's very clear in a lot of literature they talk about the life to come.
所以在很多的文学作品当中都讲到这个来世。
And I caught this in the movie. He also in life echoes T.
还有在这个电影当中他也讲了这句话，我们今天所做的，在我们今生所做的，在来世，在永恒会有回响。
Now can I put it in a Christian context for you?
好，我用基督徒的观念来讲这个事情。
Well, what happens to us in eternity depends on what we believe and the choices that we make today.
在我们永恒所发生的事情就关键在我们今天我们所相信的而且是我们所做的。
Let us to know what we in the resurrection.
这也就是说我们必须要知道我们所信的为何而且是我们为什么要相信这个复活。
Because it is my sense of God's power that helps me to go through this tough time with my school and my church.
啊，这也是因着神我能够帮助我能够度过我最近所碰到在学校在家里一些困难。
Because there's so many different responsibilities, I feel like that egg under that weight.
但有许多的这个责任我觉得我像是在一个很重的重量在一个蛋。
When I was a kid, my friends called me a 97-pound weakling.
当我还小的时候我的朋友叫我是97磅的这个一个瘦弱的小孩子。
I wish I was still 97 pounds.
我希望我还是97磅。
Today I'm 150-pound weakling.
今天我变成一个150磅的瘦弱的人。
For the past 2 days, I slept 1 hour 45.
过去两天我只睡了1小时50分钟。
I'm not boasting, I'm just saying God gives me the strength to do the things I have to do.
我并不是劝我只感谢神给我足够的能力来做我应当做的事情。
And I like to come here and give you a message like this because I want you to be encouraged that God can give you strength for whatever you need.
我很喜欢来到这边跟大家分享，因为我知道神会给我们足够的能力，让我们做我们所要做的事情。
It is the choices we make today.
这就是我们今天所做的抉择，这会影响到我们的永恒。
Eternity. There is eternity. We have eternal life.
这个是有永恒是存在的。
So that's why, let us remember, it is the resurrection power that is going to help us live this life the way God meant it to be lived.
So we must always remind ourselves, just because this resurrected life is God used to help us live this life the way God meant it to be
lived. When I left my church this morning, one brother says, I need to pray for you. You might crash with only one of
you. So when I came today, before, our church had a special prayer for you because you slept for 2 days, you slept for 1.5 hours. Today, maybe you will.
Now, I know I'm abusing my body, but God will give me the strength to do what I need to do.
但是我知道我好像有点虐待自己，但是我知道神会给我足够力量，让我来做我所要做的事。
So let me repeat again. Anthropological evidence suggests that every culture has a God-given innate sense of the eternal, but this world is not the only thing we'll ever know.
文化都有一个神所赐给的这种观念，就是一种永恒的观念。这个世界并不是所有。
Why do so many cultures have that? Because the Bible says God planted eternity in the human heart.
为什么所有的文化都有这种想法？因为圣经讲了神把永生安置在世人心里。
So now let me show you a movie.
所以让我在这边给你们看电影。
It'll be a movie.
电影只是一些这些图片。
Have many of you seen Amistad?
我们有没有看过 Amistad 这部电影？
There's something very touching in it.
这里头有很多让人家感动的事情。
I don't think Spielberg is a Christian.
我不认为这个导演他是个基督徒。
But he put some amazing things in this movie.
他放了，但是他在这个电影里头放了许多让人惊讶的事情。
There was a slave ship coming from Africa.
从非洲出来，在一个风暴的晚上。
Their leader Sinke leads a rebellion on the ship.
在这个风暴的晚上，他们的首领呢Sinke 这个人，他们就起了暴动。
They seize the ship and insist that they turn around and go back to Africa.
他们占领这个船，然后命令他们要把这个船驶回非洲。
But instead, they headed for America.
却往
sentence when they arrived in America.
当来到美国，他们也许面临的是死刑。
I want you to see this conversation between Sinke and a friend of his called Yamba.
我让你们大家看。这一段对话在这个他们的领袖 Sinke 跟他一个同伴叫 Yamba 的对话。
Yamba was given a Bible.
Yamba 人家给他一本圣经。
But the Bible is English, he can't read English.
这个人他没办法读圣经英文。
But it's a picture Bible.
但是他是一个这个圣经里头很多图片。
God gave Yamba the eyes to see the truth of Jesus through pictures alone.
但是神给的这个央巴这个人，他一个属灵眼睛，他能够看到耶稣基督，就单单借着这些图片。
It is possible.
这是有可能。
It is possible for someone who hated jazz to begin to love it when his ears are open.
这是可能，就很讨厌这个爵士音乐，但他们耳朵打开，他们就能够欣赏。
It is possible that my brother-in-law was on a ship for a year and without anyone telling him read the Bible and he became a Christian.
这有在这件事也是有可能，就是我的兄弟
妹夫
他在船上一年的时间，也没有人叫他怎么叫他读圣经，可是他变成一个基督徒。
But the amazing thing was he's a Palestinian.
而惊讶是他是巴勒斯坦
人。After Christ.
他的父亲因为他接受主耶稣基督就不再认他。
Do we have eyes like this Yamba?
我们是不是有像 Yamba 这样的人的一副眼睛？
Here they are being in prison in America.
这边他们在美国的监狱里头。
Then on the night before the sentence, they were just sitting around in the prison cell.
然后在他们被判刑的前个晚上，他们散步在监狱各个角落。
This is Yamba reading the Bible.
他的圣经。
Now I'll read you the subtitle.
这个对话。
You don't have to pretend to be interested in that, Sinke tells Yamba as he reads the Bible.
Sinke 跟 Yamba 讲说，你不用假装你对那本圣经那么有感兴趣。
I'm not pretending, I'm beginning to understand it.
Yamba 说，我并不是假装，我开始有一点了解。
And he's looking.
然后他在看。
Their people have suffered more than ours.
他说，这边有到苦难，这个图画是基督徒被丢到那个这个狮子坑里头。
Their lives were full of suffering.
他们的生命充满了困难。
Then he was born and everything changed.
然后他因着他的诞生，所有的事情都改变了。
Let me apologize. Those couldn't have been Christians if Jesus was being born, but.
这些是犹太人。
Then Jesus, and then Jesus was born and everything changed.
然后耶稣基督诞生，所有一切事情就改变了。
Who is he? He asked.
他是谁呢？他问。
I don't know, but everywhere he goes, he is followed by the sun, the halo behind him.
但我不知道他是谁，但是他不管到哪里，这后面太阳是跟着他。
Such a tribute to Christ, even though it's not a Christian movie.
不管不知道谁写这个剧本，他这个真的是把这些真的是对耶稣是非常尊敬的，虽然他不是基督徒。
Here he is healing people with his hands.
在这边他用他的手治疗这些人。
Protecting them.
他保护他们。
He could also walk across the sea.
而且他可以在水上行走。
And they just here he is with his hands tied.
捆绑。
He must have done something, Sinke says.
Sinke 不是做了什么坏事呢？
Then Yamba says, why? What do we do? We're suffering.
Yamba 说，为什么我们也没做什么事，我们同样受苦啊。
Whatever it was, Sinke says, it was serious enough to kill him for it. That's what Yamba said.
Yamba 他就说，不管他做什么事，这个是非常严重，所以他们要杀他。
Do you want to see how they killed him?
你要不要知道他们怎么杀呢？他
Then the page with the cross.
然后这个他上十字架这个图片。
This is just a story, Yamba.
Sinke 讲说 Yamba 这只是一个故事。
But look, that's not the end of it.
但他说你看这不是结束。
His people took his body down from this thing, this he didn't know was a cross.
他说这些人把他从这个东西上面拿下来，他不知道这个是十字架。
They thought he was his people again.
他们以为他的使徒前面又出来。
Look at his face.
你们看他的脸。
Then finally he rose into the sky.
然后他升天。
This is where the soul goes when you die.
这就是你灵魂，当你死后，你灵魂要去的地方。
I know it's a story.
我知道这只是一个故事。
But it's an example.
但这是一个例子。
When God can see things that others won't see, you will hear things other people don't hear.
你也可以听到别人听不到的事情。
That's what the heroes of the faith did in the Bible.
这也就是圣经里头这些英雄，这些信心的英雄他们所做的事情。
That's what that hymn means when it says, "Be thou my vision."
这也就是这首诗歌他说，愿你成为我的意象所说的事情。
This is where we're going when they kill us.
这个地方。
It doesn't look so bad.
看起来没那么糟。
That's an understatement, isn't it?
这个好像没有我们想象那么好。
heaven shouldn't just be doesn't look so bad, it is great.
天堂并不是说看起来不错，这是很好的一个地方。
Yamba has the right eyes.
Yamba 他有正确的一副眼睛。
Did you see the expression of belief and hope?
你没看到他脸上的这个盼望跟他的相信。
Can we ask God for those kind of eyes too?
我们是不是可以祈求愿神也赐给我们同样那一副眼睛？
Can we live with a sense of the eternal because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
我们是不是可以在这个生命上，我们可以能够经历到这种永恒的这种感觉，因为耶稣基督他复活。
When I went about the first miracle of praise are what counterintuitive, not what you would think sometimes.
当我们刚刚谈到耶稣所行的第一个神迹的时候，我们知道我们神所做的事情常常是跟我们直觉相反的。
Because God saves the best for last.
因为神把最好的留在最后。
Can we please stand and read these words together? It will encourage us.
我们可不可以大家一起起立，我们一起来读这段经文，我们可以受到鼓励。
First, those who read English will read in English, then those who read in
Chinese. 用英文来读，然后我们再用中文。
God's word together.
让我们一起来读神的话语。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where. Shall we also read it in Chinese?
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Please be seated. God bless those who read His word.
神祝福所有。
But when you need comfort, you don't know where to turn to. Turn to these verses.
这些经句是很好安慰我们心的话。你如果不知道从哪里可以得到安慰，我们可以回来读这些经文。
Each phrase is filled with meaning.
这每一段话都充满了意义。
I can imagine Christ.Voice was filled with warmth.
我可以想象耶稣的话里充满了温暖。
The disciples, knowing that he would be taken away, were cold inside.
将要被捕以后，他们的心里都冷却了。
But after Jesus' resurrection, they remember what he said and they felt that warmth inside.
当耶稣复活以后，他们就可以感觉到他们里头的温暖。
Where do I get this idea from? The two people who walked to Emmaus, they felt that warmth after they realized they had been with Jesus.The two disciples that walked to Emmaus and Jesus went with them, they didn't realize it was Christ.
那两个跟他同行的耶稣基督，可是他看到耶稣基督的时候，他就心里充满了这样的温暖。
So we can have that warmth with Christ as well.
所以我们同样的，我们可以从耶稣基督那边得到同样的温暖。
So let me close with this verse.
让我用这一段经文来做今天信息的结束。
I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of His power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from in the place of honor and in the heavenly realms.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
In English, I'd like you to take note of the words greatness.For us who believe, for us.
在这边我们大家特别注意到这个他的大日，我们要信他。
God is promising us something great.
神他应许给我们一个很伟大的事情。
Maybe not great in the eyes of the world, but great for what we need.
在世人面前也许没有那么伟大，但是这个是对我们所需要一个最伟大的事情。
So that's why this morning I chose that one verse.That one line from the Apostles' Creed.
这也就是为什么我今天早上选择门徒信条的里头。
He arose again from the dead.
第三天他从死里复活。
Shall we pray for God's power today?
我们是为了神的能力，我们今天来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父
，I thank you for the Apostles' Creed.
我们感谢为门徒的信条感谢你。
Because it is a great reminder of all the important things that we base our faith on.
因为这是我们信心根基的最好的提醒。
On the resurrection of your son.
你儿子复活的事情。
May that fact live in our hearts.
愿这个事实活在我们的心里。
And give us powerful living.
也让我们能够活出充满能力的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.